Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Steve Wance from District 1 with this week's Commissioner's Report. So let's start out this morning talking about the weather, because that seems to be the topic of discussion, especially when you're in Maryland, because you never know what's coming. So had a few weather events since I've had a chance to last talk with everyone. And first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to our road crews, our facilities folks, and everyone responsible for ensuring that we were able to travel safely to and from work. And again, our facilities were in good shape with sidewalks and that type of thing. And the challenge during that storm that we had was the fact that the temperatures were very interesting. So it's one thing to clear snow and be able to make the walking to and from your car safe and what have you. But when you add sub-zero temperatures to it, that's always a challenge. So again, I want to give a shout out to the unsung heroes that are on our roads when hopefully everyone else is off of them, in order to make sure that we can get where we want to go. Because in today's world, we need to go as soon as possible. I can remember my grandparents telling me stories about how when it snowed, folks were in for days. But in today's world, if folks are in somewhere for, you know, a couple hours, apparently that's an issue. People have got to get out. So our folks do a tremendous job ensuring that folks are able to do that. So thank you all very much for all that you do, and we will continue to make sure that you have the resources that you need to do your job. I don't know what the weather's bringing in the next few weeks. We are in the middle of February, and as I record this, it's 50 degrees. So you never know. We'll see where we go. But it also brings challenges for not only our folks who are on our roads and facilities, but certainly those in public safety as well. So be mindful of those folks as they are out and about, and make sure that they do or have what they need, and support them. And gosh, a thank you goes a long way. I'm going to touch on our public safety folks here in a minute, but let me get to my next topic of discussion. By the way, today's theme for me is miscellaneous things that are happening in the county, and that's typically the way that I roll with these weekly reports. So my theme continues today. I want to touch on a couple personnel things that have been happening in the county over the last week or two and congratulate a couple folks. Number one, we had a young lady who has been the acting director of planning for about a year and a half. And we recently took steps to take the acting part away from her title. And we are very pleased to introduce Linda Eisenberg as our director of planning now. So Linda is certainly no stranger to the folks in Carroll County. As a matter of fact, during her acting role, she was instrumental in assuring that we were able to get through the Freedom Plan. And if that's not a testament to how she does her job, then quite frankly, I don't know what is, because as most remember, that was very, very challenging. So we are pleased to welcome aboard, I don't know if it's welcome aboard, but welcome the continued expertise of Linda Eisenberg as our director of planning, and look forward to what she brings in her role as the now planning director here. We also recently had a promotion, and that is Mr. Doug Brown. Doug Brown was our emergency manager, and recently he promoted to Deputy Director of Public Works. Doug has an extensive background in customer service, which we were very much, we welcome that opportunity in Public Works, because they of all departments deal with customer service on a regular basis. So Doug brings that experience to the table there and has done a tremendous job in the acting role, and we are glad that he accepted the promotion of Deputy Director of Public Works, and we look forward to what he brings to that department. That department is also one that deals with folks day in and day out, just like planning, and we are happy to have Doug aboard. So as a result of Doug becoming Deputy Director of Public Works, that made some changes that were needed in emergency management. So two folks are stepping up and being promoted, if you will. Ms. Valerie Hawkins is now our emergency manager, our emergency management manager for Carroll County, and she brings a ton of experience to that role as well. Valerie was promoted to assistant manager of emergency management back in 2013 and did a great job there. So obvious next step for her was certainly moving into the role of our emergency management manager. So certainly glad to have her on board. Most recently, Valerie handled the issue we had with a dam over on Snydersburg Road and did a tremendous job. And all the folks that worked with her, not only locally, but at the state level, were very complimentary in the way in which she handled herself during that emergency. So sort of just a natural step for her to move into that, and we welcome her aboard and say congratulations to her. And with her moving up, that creates an assistant manager position. And that position is being filled by Mr. Matt Rodriguez, who is now the county's emergency management assistant manager. And Matt has also worked in emergency management for quite a few years, and that young man also is very good at what he does. So we are certainly looking forward to what he brings to the table as the assistant manager there. So, you know, the emergency management department down there is one in which they don't get a whole lot of accolades, and the only time that they do is when something happens. That's always interesting about emergency management. They do their jobs well, and there's a ton of things that have to be done when there are no emergencies going on, so that when they do occur, we are ready to roll, and I will say that they do a tremendous job down there. So congratulations to those two folks, and under the direction of our Director of Public Safety, Scott Campbell, we look forward to the continued role of expertise in making Carroll County one of the best places for emergency management. So off we go. So again, congratulations to all of those folks. I want to touch on briefly a meeting that we had just last week, and I want to touch on it because it's an important meeting. The Board of County Commissioners sat down with the Board of Education and had a meeting where we all got together to talk about several issues. Certainly one of those things is Kerwin, and for those folks that aren't familiar with that, and I'm not sure how you could not be familiar with it, because it certainly has been front and center for several months now, but those are the first folks at the state level tasked with changing the formulas for how we receive compensation for educational, for our schools here in the county. So a ton of challenges coming out of that group, and we got a recent report on them. And personally, I will tell you that I continue to be challenged with what we do here out of them. Initially, they did everything but what they were tasked to do. And now, all of a sudden, they've gotten to the point where they are doing what they were tasked to do after a whole bunch of other things that are going to create some fiscal hardships for us. So don't have a final report from them yet, but I'm hopeful that they come up with something that, gosh, we could actually afford. And with that, I will also say that the rest of the discussion that we had was based around the budget. And again, for me, and I always try to add some of the personal touch here, for me, it's important to say that we have got to make sure that our boots-on-the-ground individuals that take care of our students every day are compensated correctly. And that's our teachers and the folks that work in our janitorial services, our building supervisors, the folks that are in our nursing offices, and all of those that are the boots on the ground folks. We have got to make sure that they are compensated correctly. So we had a good meeting, and we're off to a good start, and that dialogue is priceless, and we're going to continue to do that on a quarterly basis. Also, really quickly, we had CC VISA in. That's our Carroll County Volunteer Emergency Services Association. They've been working on the future of the fire service in Carroll County, and we are looking forward to what we can do for them. I'll be talking with them on another episode, and look forward to where we are going with that. Two really quick things before I wrap up. I want to say congratulations to a new business in my district, and that's in Tawnytown, on the main street of Tawnytown, which is technically Baltimore Street, but it is Main Street Tawnytown. Firehouse Pottery just opened last week, and I want to say congratulations to them and encourage everyone to continue to support small business in our Main Street communities. And finally, a commercial for me on October the 19th. I will be meeting with my Silver Run Union Mills Advisory Council that I put together as we continue to work to see the new Charles Carroll Community Center come to fruition. We will be meeting, as I said again, on October the 19th at 7 p.m. at the Pleasant Valley Fire Station, and certainly all are welcome to attend that. In addition to the Community Center, we'll be talking about our roads. I'll have representatives there from our Public Works and from the State Highway Administration. So again, that's all that I have this week. I want to say continue to watch out for each other. Stay safe as you are out and about in the travels in Carroll County. And as always, it is an honor to serve as one of your electeds, as one of your county commissioners here in Carroll. Everyone have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time. This has been Steve Wance with the Carroll County Commissioners Report.